legacy brand.
Visit Neal's Small Engines with locations in Houma, Thibodaux, and Cutoff.
It's the first annual Bayou Lafourche Music Festival on Saturday, April 20th at the La Rose Civic Center. There'll be food trucks and craft booths galore, live music all day featuring Orange, the Meg Russo Band, Trey Verrett, Nikki and the People's Victory, Le Chawi, and DJ Dan Chilwell. There'll be something for everyone with great food, shopping, and great live music. Make a day and a night of it. So join us Saturday, April 20th at the La Rose Civic Center.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's time for the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill. Local sports, national sports. The GCAT is on it.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Now, saddle up for a tall glass of sports talk. Here's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
It is hour number two of the Sports Hangover. We are live at Cadence. The chef to my left. So excited. Did it feel like a very nice, relaxing hour?
Very nice and relaxing.
It was.
Hour.
I'm sorry I had to get up. I had to go talk to Kevin Belton. He's my old brother, Martin, friend. He graduated in 1977.
We heard you singing happy birthday as well.
Yeah. So I'm sorry I had to get up for a minute.
No, all like, good.
I finally got Gus to myself, and I had to get up.
No, that's all fine. The conductor, Chris Moran's hanging out over here as well. Part of our Pelicans radio broadcast team here as the Pelicans get back to practice today. Tomorrow against the Kings, it is win or go home. Hour two is brought to you by Chris is Paving. ChrisPaving.com is the website. Asphalt, concrete, the works. Just go check them out. You'll see all the different aspects that he can do. Locally owned and operated, New Orleans Bayou Regency's got you covered. Give us a buzz on the Ruderman Can Hotline, 800-998-1003. We're going to have a little fun this hour. We may or may hear from Ross Jackson. He lives down the street, so he may come by or not. He's a very busy guy. And in hour three, we're going to have a very special hour. Alan Fry, long time, 20-plus year associate head coach under Lisa Stockton, Tulane women's basketball. We were talking about the Pels games. He was at the Pels game on Tuesday. One of his roles at Tulane was scouting and setting up the scouts for the opponent, right? Does that make sense? Doing that?
Yep.
So I asked him to take a look at the Pels. He works for the Sacramento Kings. What would be your scout on the Pels? What did he do well? What do you think you can take advantage of? What are some trends? Like, what do you see? And I think it's going to be an interesting thing because Chef Scotty, most of the season, this past season, he was coaching women's basketball. So he didn't get to see a lot of the games, right? So he went in. He sent us a lot of info that he just sat there and looked at. So I'm looking forward to it. I think y'all will enjoy it here as well because it is a coach looking at this team in the eyes of stats, trends, how he would set a game plan together. What is he presenting at shoot around tomorrow? If he sat down with the coach tonight to go over what their game plan is going to be. I think it's an interesting way to look at it, don't you? I think it is fun to look
it
at.
It is, and I'm reading some things. We are a bad matchup for the Lakers.
Well, and again, matchups are such a big thing it's when huge. It comes to in the NBA. 800-998-1003 in the Ruderman Can Hotline. Luke Johnson just tweeted this 2 hours ago, and again, we are 1 week away from the opening round of the NFL draft, the first round. It is a draft pick that is pretty big when it comes to your New Orleans Saints, and it's one that shouldn't have that much excitement in terms of this. It's got to be tackle, right? Don't you feel it's got to be tackle? Okay, thank you.
It absolutely has to be tackle.
Okay. Well, Luke just said, here's my mock draft. And it's Bishanu, the tackle from Penn State, right? Two full seasons, not a sack given up. I love that. If he is there, you run. Like, this needs to take no time whatsoever.
Unless Alt falls to him.
Stop it. Well, no, hold on. Okay.
No, Alt.
Joe Alt. I don't see that happening. What I do find interesting is in the second pick, in the second round, Keon Coleman, Florida State receiver, 6'4".
If he's there, you got to grab him.
100%.
100.
I'm agree. And again, it goes back to, it's not that I don't like Chris Olave.
Because he had a bad preseason workout, whatever.
Postseason workout?
Yeah.
Well, I just, what I'm saying is I don't mind and that second pick, you go get somebody that can help you on that offense like that.
No,
Mike Triplett from NewOrleansFootball.com, he goes, what about tackle? We've heard people say, go tackle.
Why not?
First round, second pick.
If there's
a second pick in
if there's a good tackle in the second round, get him.
I mean, put guard as well there. I think a member of the offensive line. Yeah,
or
exactly.
Defensive line. But, guys, I think Trevor Penning is going to surprise you.
Well, okay. Well, look, that's the hope, right? That's the hope.
Like, I think
I hope in this offense and with how they're asking their offensive linemen to be more of a run-blocking, physical type of O-line. This is a run-based offense. You've heard Coach say it, right? There's going to be a lot of physical activity on there. Then that is his strength. That is his game. Well, if he does that and I only have to worry about one tackle as opposed to two, that I'm feeling better, right? I can address the other areas and needs. The reason we're bringing this up here is, well, obviously we're a week away from the draft. We're also on the 25th anniversary. John DeShazer is going to meet us at 1:30. He just wrote something for NewOrleansSaints.com. He did a Where Are You Now piece and sat down with Ricky Williams.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember where you were 25 years ago when you heard this?
There has been a trade involving this fifth pick in the draft. The New Orleans Saints are now on the clock.
Oh, they're on the clock, and you went, what? Oh, boy, here it comes. That, by the way, that was the Donovan McNabb trade of the Eagles. I have it on the screen, Chef Scotty. The Washington Redskins at the time got all of the Saints' 1999 draft picks, the 12th overall pick, the 71st overall pick, the 107th overall pick, 144, 179, 218. The 2000 first-round draft pick and the 2000 third-round pick.
This is the dumbest trade. And the Herschel Walker trade ranks up there.
Okay.
But this is the dumbest trade by the dumbest man that ever was involved in this.
As he lit up a victory cigar.
Gone golfing.
He would wish that he had stayed on that golf course.
Yeah, that was him. Smoking a cigar with Ed Werder of ESPN, who posted a photo of him doing the interview. Remember, he wore the dreadlock wig. They both did a cover for Sports
Wedding
Illustrated.
Dress.
Oh, my. Okay. What's interesting to me, because I'm asking you guys, 800-998-1003. Let's just start with the very beginning. As a Saints fan, where were you? What do you remember?
I was at my bar, and we were all watching the draft, and we were absolutely... First of all, you think, wow, we got Ricky Williams, but he traded the whole draft and the front half of next year's draft for one player. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. And he's like the laziest, dumbest man I've ever seen in the league. He just didn't want to work. He didn't want to have to draft any other players. So the Saints basically lost a whole draft and most of the next year's draft for one player who turned into a weed hopper.
Well, he said that they were one player away from the Super Bowl. The Saints that season went 3-13. Ricky Williams rushed for 600 yards, I believe.
600 yards.
Two touchdowns. There were injury concerns. They were doing the interview and the helmet. He had anxiety. Oh, my. But I want to go even before that, even before the pick, right? Because those were two, I mean, I was still kind of, I mean, I really wasn't in the biz just yet. I just started, right? I mean, I graduated in 98 from college, and I just started in promotions in 99 over at WWL. So, I mean, I was just in it. But that and the Reggie Bush moment were the two moments in the trade world where I'll never forget where I was on that.
Right.
Because what I remember before the pick, Chef Scotty, was the feeling in the city and the thirst for a Saints fan base to want something positive, and they were so excited when Mike Ditka was offering the job. That's what I'm talking. There were people legitimately thinking Super Bowl.
I remember it. I was one of them.
He was going to walk in.
I was one of them.
The organization would change. The coverage changed, right? I mean, I mean, the Saints were all of a sudden looked at. I mean, there's Ed Werner, ESPN, he's the darling. Oh, my God. They went and made the splash. And let's be honest, Ricky Williams at Texas, I mean, he's a Heisman winner. I mean, it's not like this guy was a bum in college. You would thought that. But, my goodness, the way that organization operated with him in that short tenure.
It was bad.
And then making this trade.
It was bad.
When you look back at it, and now you understand it so much better now because it kind of goes to our first hour conversation where there's so much info now as to, you know, what you do and how you pick and how you move and how you judge and look at players and stuff like that. But do you remember what, I mean, I remember this city was on fire, dude. Ditka. I mean, he opened up a steakhouse.
I remember.
It was, you felt like all of a sudden you were big time. Right? Didn't it? I mean, honestly, everyone was like, dude, we got Mike Ditka. And all I remember is my lasting image, other than the little mustache logo on what is now what I think Desi Vegas Steakhouse, right?
Yeah.
That's where his steakhouse was. The only other thing that I remember is him laying prone on the football field of the Dome after the winless Browns. Was it Tim Couch? He threw the Hail Mary.
Yep. He beat us.
And beat the Saints.
So.
And there's your head coach. Like this, face down on the floor of the old artificial surface of the New Orleans Super.
So the day after that draft, I was playing golf at English Turn with one of my close friends, Billy Caruso. And he and Danny Abramowitz were out there playing golf. And I guess we weren't playing fast enough for him. Because he kept hitting up on us.
Ditka.
Kept hitting up on us. So finally on 16th, he drives across the tee box to get to another tee box to jump in front of us.
Uh-huh.
Like, and we were just blown away at this ass. And, I mean, we were thinking, what are you, in a hurry to go make your draft picks? You don't. I'll never forget that. He was just such a jerk. And, just the dumbest trade in the history of the Saints. It set the Saints back years. You know, and then Jim Haslett came in.
You think?
And Jim Haslett had some success, but he ended up crashing.
I mean, it was something else when you think about it.
Oh, yeah.
On that. Because, look, obviously we have a lot of fun in terms of best draft pick, worst draft pick. We'll do that next week, which I'm so excited. Next week we'll be at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. I have been placed at the on the fairway on 18.
And that's where I am.
That's where you're going to be. Yes.
That's where we're going to be anyway.
Tom has purposely put me there. So
it'll be great.
We've talked today.
Who's the guy behind Dick?
That's Greg Bensel.
Oh, that's Bensel.
Yes.
Good Lord.
That's Greg Bensel.
Pretty much everyone.
Yeah, there it is. Saints fired Mike Ditka, the staff, and the general manager right after that. I just, I can't think of a worse situation. You?
No, it was bad.
Do you want to know the pick that,
Bronco.
That the...
Oh, yeah, I want to know who the Redskins picked.
Oh, it was...
Cade McCown. That's a bad pick. Dwayne who?
No, hold on, I want to get you the... Yeah. The Washington trade selections. Champ Bailey.
That was one pick. Of them.
LeVar Arrington, Lloyd Harrison, Nate Stimson, John Jensen.
That just shows you how bad Washington was, because none of those guys.
Well, that's the thing, right? You don't know what you're going to be able to get.
No.
In a draft, that is a crapshoot. Quick break. We come back. More of your phone calls. Give us a buzz on the Ruderman Can Hotline, 800-998-1003. Chef Scotty, Gus Cat, get with you. We are live from Katie's on ESPN New Orleans.
Trombetta, ma come si suona alla trombetta, ba 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 la trombetta, zinga zingu violina, plinga plingu mandolin, tu 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 u saxofona, u friscalette, tipiti tipiti ta.
Hey, compare. Craigle Blonde Toyota Spring Cleaning Sale going on now with over 200 new Toyotas to choose from. Check it out. Like the all-new redesigned 2024 Toyota Tacoma and the Grand Highlander. And also, you get 0% financing currently available with the 2024 Toyota Tundra. And remember, every new Toyota comes with 2 years free maintenance. Visit CraigleBlondeToyota.com or stop by 220 South Hollywood Road to save big, big on your next vehicle. Craig LeBlanc Toyota.
The Fouche Parish Fire District No. 3 is solely funded through property taxes paid by the citizens of Fire District 3's coverage area. The effects of increasing costs, increased call volume, and a major reduction in the Fire District's millage collection has resulted in critically needed funds. Since 2021, Fire District 3 has lost close to $4 million in tax income due to the decrease in vessel taxes over the years, as well as the devastation from Hurricane Ida in our area. With this decrease in funding, our community's level of fire protection will be adversely affected. On April 27th, please vote yes. Paid for by Bless Your Heart Nonprofit Corporation.
Since 1954, Terrebonne General has been a beacon of health and hope in our community. As we mark 7 decades of dedication to your well-being, Terrebonne General Health System remains committed to advancing health care, improving lives, and expanding our services to meet your evolving needs. In celebrating our past, we look forward to a future filled with promise and progress. Your health is our legacy. To discover more, visit tghealthsystem.com.
We are the soldiers of the Louisiana Army National Guard. We are your neighbors. We are your sons and daughters. While we serve part-time, we are learning valuable life and job skills. We are earning money for college, for trade and technical schools, and for certification. We are proud to serve both our country and our home state. We are your Louisiana Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Louisiana Army National Guard. Aired by the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is Greeny with Mike Greenberg.
We love Brandon, our stage manager, but he is a person who is very fond of calling everything by its technical name. And so he comes over to me, like, frantically. Greeny, the Wheatstone isn't working. And I said, what the hell is the Wheatstone? 35 years, no one has ever used the word Wheatstone in a conversation to me. So as I look at it now, the Wheatstone is the little box that I plug into, and it just says Wheatstone on it. I guess that's a brand, but that would be like calling Vaseline petroleum jelly. I don't know how I'm supposed to react to that, because I have no earthly idea what he's talking about. He's the same one, Brandon, who you may remember. I was having a computer problem. He said, I'll call MEO. What the hell is MEO? No one even knows what that means.
Including him?
When I asked him, what does MEO stand for? He said, well, I don't know. That's who I call when something breaks. So, can we get MEO on the Wheatstone over here, please?
Greeny with Mike Greenberg. Weekday mornings at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can watch and listen on the ESPN app.
Only one performance a day.
Well, let's get this show on the road, eh?
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
1003 on the Rudiment Can Hotline. Chef Scotty, to my left, the conductor Chris Moran, has finished eating the Couchon de Lait Po' Boy. What did you do? I mean, how is your thing completely tangled?
I'm a board op, Gus. I don't deal with this crap.
Exactly.
Well, I have a mic in front of me.
That is true. You don't have a headset.
I just put on, yeah. Off, on, off, on,
you're
off.
Used to playing with wires.
Not really. No, he hits all the buttons.
I hit all the buttons.
Yeah. You should see the look on my face. It's more of a moment of panic when he goes, all right, I got to pee. He gets to go to the bathroom like once the entire game.
Literally once.
And then if they go to a break, then I got to do it. And, dude,
there is a ton of buttons.
I don't understand what is it that I have to hit or anything of that nature.
There's like 45 things.
By the way, I pulled this up, which was interesting because, again, I graduated college in 1998.
Yes,
the conductor Chris Moran said you were.
I was 2.
Wow.
I was drunk somewhere.
Wow, you were 2?
I was born in 96.
So when they did the trade, you were 3. Right?
Yeah, I don't 99? Remember.
I was heard, 36.
You look great.
God, I'm old.
Jeez. It's like reverse aging.
36.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I was 2.
That
so
I'm
I don't really remember.
So if you want to know what it was like.
Yeah, please break this down.
Well, I'm just. Again,
I can't wait.
I was just looking. Right?
I've heard all about it. People are still.
Because you were
still mad.
The general manager was, and I went to Mueller and all that. No, it was one before that. I'd forgotten. Bill Kuharik was your general manager. Danny Abramowitz, the offensive coordinator, who you said, yeah, no kidding, because you were playing with him.
Actually, you know, he was playing with Ditka.
Okay. Oh, got you.
And so, they played through us, hitting up on us, hitting up on us the whole time.
Really?
But I think that
it had somewhere to be.
I think Abramowitz was
had somewhere to be.
Was embarrassed.
That sounds like a billboard attorney
David
name.
Uralian was the D coordinator. Tom Clements was the quarterback's coach. Walt Corey, defensive line. Jack Del Rio, strength and conditioning.
Yeah, I know that name.
Vic Stanfell, offensive line. Rick Venturi, defensive back.
Stanfell was
head coach.
After Moore.
Yes. So, way back when. The reason I'm bringing this up is obviously it's the 25th anniversary. So, next week. They, I mean, part of the draft package and coverage will be that. I mean, it goes down as one of the single greatest blunders but moments in draft history, no doubt. I mean, an entire draft picks.
How many picks did we trade for Ricky?
Eight.
Oh.
Eight total. Six 1 year to the next.
Oh, my.
Eight total. For two touchdowns.
The dumbest
600
thing
yards.
Ever.
Could you imagine doing that for a running back now?
Oh, my.
Even then.
No.
Okay. Anyway, so I wanted to ask you guys this. Has there been recently, or even this year's draft, that you were willing to go, here you go, all my picks for you?
He's just lazy.
I'm just talking about it. Is there a player in the recent past that you would have done it? Because I actually have said this on my show.
Maybe Joe Burrow.
That's him.
Well, yeah.
When Joe Burrow came
out. We're in Louisiana. I think everybody would have said
that. When Joe Burrow came out, no, it has nothing to do with being in Louisiana. I was like,
Joe Burrow,
I would have.
He just knew.
I literally came on the show and I said, I would have no problem going Ricky Williams. Here you go. You trade it all. You literally pick up the phone and beg Cincinnati to fleece me. What do you want? I swear to you, I did that on my show.
But you see how he's been hurt?
Well,
each year.
Well, you know, they also haven't had an offensive line.
Yeah. No.
Caleb Williams.
Absolutely not.
Jaden Daniels.
No.
Okay, so.
Like, to me, Joe Burrow was rock solid going to be, if he stays healthy.
Yeah.
An all-time.
I mean, the guy went to the Super Bowl in the second year. So
yeah,
that's what I'm saying. That's why I would.
Yeah, Joe Burrow, yes,
I know.
But not a running back. No,
definitely not a running back.
So okay, can we say the only way you would consider it is quarterback in today's world?
Yes,
like you wouldn't
give
your entire draft for a receiver, would you?
No. Not a quarterback.
Yeah, no.
That.
What about?
I just knew Joe Burrow.
What about a player that everyone says Aaron Donald 2.0?
No.
You could definitely use that, but no.
Like, I like Lawrence Taylor.
I would give
Ray
up
Lewis,
a couple
linebacker.
Of picks. Can we limit the picks? Do we have to give eight? Can we give two?
I may give up
year.
The draft, but not next year, too.
Okay.
You got to remember, he gave up the whole draft.
Yeah.
And then a first and third the following year.
Well, I mean, look, there. If you want to move up. And by the way, that was for the fifth pick.
Wasn't even number
that
one.
That wasn't even the first
pick. Oh, my. What the Panthers gave up less last year to get the one.
Yes. That would
didn't they? They gave up their first this year and they gave up DJ Moore.
No, like I said, it is the biggest colossal. You did what?
It was lazy.
Wow. Well, no. That your word that you just used in talking, because when I started in the biz, right, it was under a Daniels. And man, everybody that was in sports at that time, that was the word that was very often used to describe Mike Ditka, what the Saints did, and everything more than anything else. It was very lazy. And you think that was the
case? It was lazy, yeah.
Lazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
He just took the job. He hadn't been coaching, remember?
No.
He was out of coaching.
Didn't me and you talk about this last week? We floated around like, man, we could have traded up and got. I remember you really liked C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, okay.
Like that would have been the guy. Hindsight 2020. We didn't know how good he was. He was phenomenal last year. Like that would have been the guy to trade up and get.
I didn't say
Ricky Williams.
Yeah, I didn't say Ricky Williams, but I absolutely said
would have traded up.
I would have absolutely done everything I could to trade for CJ Stroud.
You could
Stroudland.
Tell yes. he's going to be special, and he was.
There's no doubt. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's just some players that I just like. The more you think about it, and I'm not believing. I am not a draft analyst, and I don't try to overthink or I didn't try to do anything.
We didn't know CJ Stroud was going to be as great.
We didn't know he was going to be that good, but we knew he was going to be something.
You know, I thought CJ Stroud was going to be a franchise
Fields.
Quarterback.
He reminded me of another quarterback out of Ohio State. Fields.
I think
but
Caleb Williams.
Stroud, I'm telling you, in the playoffs, Stroud looked really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
You're right about that.
Yeah, Houston's, they're going to be scary next year.
Yes, they are.
They're trending upward. Who are we targeting? Are we targeting that offensive? We've been talking offensive linemen every week.
I will say this. I thought Luke Johnson nailed it. I would be completely happy with this and fine with this. You are teetering on the brink of season ticket renewal.
I'm not renewing.
For sure.
I'll put that out there right now. I will not be renewing season tickets.
Well, how about you wait till Thursday? Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens on Thursday. Will you what about Fashanu? Fashanu?
Fashanu's got to be
that's the
pick.
Tackle.
Out
Penn State.
Of Penn State, yeah.
2 years, no sacks. Okay. Or
that's pretty good.
Or pick and in the second round. He has Luke Johnson going, Keon Coleman, receiver from Florida State, that big receiver.
You think he'll still be available in the second round?
Well, I'm just saying.
Did he have like a bad combine or something?
He did. He
made
real bad.
Yeah. Now, that's a question mark for me. If you're going to be.
I like A.T. Perry. I think A.T. Perry.
I think he's going to be great.
He's going to be I could, dare I say, the next Marcus Colston.
Oh, come on.
He could be.
No, this
man.
Is the problem.
He was taken really late.
Maybe you shouldn't renew your season. You know, I mean.
He's a big body guy. Big
I
hands.
Love the positivity. You need to come on the show more often with me.
The there you go.
I keep trying to tell him to come
positivity.
Hang out.
Well, I'm here now.
So what do we have over here? We have
cheese
side of the
fries.
Yeah.
With our unbelievable roast beef gravy.
Okay.
And sour cream.
To go with the cheese fries.
To go with the cheese fries.
Yeah, I'm telling you, wanted like a few fries to go with
my. You dip a fry in the sour cream.
I'm in the mood for
the gravy.
Some catfish. I'm going with the catfish pool boy.
Well, you do.
Do you do lemon on yours? See, I put lime or lemon on everything.
If the fish isn't fresh, if that fish is fresh.
The fish don't out yourself.
No, he says if it's not fresh.
No, it's fresh. No,
okay, it's got to be fresh.
No,
that
coleslaw
on the late po' boy was
I love putting, see,
freaking
I put some lime
delicious.
On it. Some spices.
And you know our smoker's been out?
No, I smelled it when I pulled up today, though.
We just got it back on.
That was freaking delicious.
Well,
the Boudreaux is one of my favorite items here. Okay. Yeah.
That meat's got to be smoked.
Man, this place, people are just in
like
and out,
two
in and
weeks.
Out.
God, for like
ridiculous.
2 weeks.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll try to get John DeShazer. He was at Bells practice here as well, but also.
Oh, the voice of the Bells.
There it is. We will talk a little bit about this here as well. Sports Hangover and ESPN New Orleans.
In school sports, it's easy to see the wins, the moments that make headlines. But there's so much work that goes unseen for any of it to happen. My name is Phil Risen, and I'm the executive director of the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association. Throughout the country, athletic administrators dedicate countless hours to making life-changing opportunities possible for student athletes through sports. Their sacrifice is fueled by the belief that every student can grow and deserves their time to shine. On behalf of the NIAAA, we want to thank every athletic administrator for your tireless dedication to providing 7.8 million students across the country a path to a better future.
This message presented by the NIAAA, the National Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
It's Ram Truck Month at Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat in Houma. Not only can you get a great deal on a Ram, but you can see their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Rams, long-lasting new pickups, or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Whether you need a truck for work or home life, the Ram will do its job. Southland Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Houma. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Yeah.
Christine Lisi. Big injury hit for the Heat. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reports star guard Jimmy Butler is expected to miss several weeks with a right MCL injury. Miami hosts Chicago tomorrow, 6:30 Eastern ESPN Radio, 7 Eastern on ESPN. Winner claims 8th in the East, plays Boston first round of the playoffs. Patriots director of scouting Elliot Wolf said the team's open for business to trade the 3rd overall pick in next Thursday's NFL draft, but would be comfortable staying put and selecting a quarterback. He did acknowledge Patriots have yet to receive an offer that would motivate them to trade that pick. Former LSU star Haley Van Lith will transfer to TCU for the 2024-2025 season. Thanks to a state law signed today, schools in Virginia will be able to directly pay athletes via name, image, and likeness. First law in any state making it illegal for the NCAA to punish a school for compensating athletes for NIL rights.
The NFL Draft on ESPN Radio.
It's time to have some fun.
Shows.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengap.
All right, welcome back to the Sports Hangover. I have no idea why our headsets switched and changed. We'll get to that here in a quick second. As we go to Trevor. Trevor, what you got for us here today, bud? Okay, we're not going to go to Trevor. We got this JD. Hello.
Yes, sir. Hello?
Hey, John, is this you?
Yes, it is. I thought you guys were waiting for Trevor. It ain't Trevor.
I thought we were going to Trevor. Look, we were just talking a little bit about it here earlier here as well. I'm trying to remember and what it was like when the Ditka situation took place. But before the pick, and you got a chance to catch up on NewOrleansSaints.com with Ricky here as well, I want to go back to the feeling, if you remember, John, when you were covering this team before then when they hired Mike Ditka. You remember what it was like? I mean, this city was like in euphoria.
Well, yeah. I mean, because you get a Super Bowl champ and, you know, he's got the resume and he's got the bluster and, you know, he's coming in with the cigars and he's got all the one-liners. But look, Mike Ditka had been out. The reality was he had been out of the NFL for several years. And the reality was, even when he was in the NFL, his offense was somewhat archaic. And, you know, the defense was great, but he had Buddy Ryan as his defensive coordinator. So, you know, I don't necessarily know that New Orleans knew exactly what it was getting. It just knew it was getting a great name. And, look, kudos to Bill Koherick for hiring him, because he got a name that everybody knew that really generated interest. So, you know, he did exactly what he was supposed to do. Unfortunately, you know, it just didn't work out so well in terms of coaching and personnel and all those things.
You know, JD, when I looked at it here with Chef Scotty, the conductor, Chris Moran, and the Graff Rail listening here as well, as we're just enjoying a little lunch. But when you look back and think of not only that time, but that pick and the reasoning behind it. Look, he said in the interview afterwards, they were one player away. Like, did you think that that's what they were, that team? How surprised were you when that happened?
Come on, man. Y'all know that was insanity. That team was nowhere near one place. Look, it wasn't Ricky's fault that they traded an entire draft in order to select him. But that team was nowhere near one player away, and that player being a running back, from winning, you know, a division or competing for a Super Bowl or anything like that. That was just complete and total, you know, the only word I can think of is insanity. I mean, it was foolhardy to even suggest something like that. The team needed infrastructure to go around the entire team, not just Ricky Williams. You know, Ricky Williams, through no fault of his own, got drafted into a bad situation where he didn't have a very good team around him, and it showed. I mean, this team was nowhere near, you know, if it had been in the NFC Championship game the year before, and you say you're one player away, Okay, you know, we might be able to buy that. But if I'm not mistaken, they were 6-10 the year before. So you don't say you're one player away. You might be 1+8 players away, but not one player away.
John, I thought it was interesting because, again, you got a chance to sit down and do the where are they now situation, and you kind of just mentioned it there. It wasn't Ricky's fault, and that was kind of something that always followed him, too. It's almost, look, when we sit there, it's the thing that I do with Davenport, right? I mean, he didn't ask for the Saints to move up and trade and pass Lamar Jackson and Jair Alexander and all that, but it's where you were and what they did at the expectation level wasn't on him. What did you gather when you had it? I know that's the first time you chatted with him, but what did you gather with where he is now 25 years later?
I think he's a guy who's just really at peace with himself and at peace with his life right now. I mean, and not that, you know, I think Ricky went through some tumultuous times in the NFL, but I think he's a guy who really kind of understands himself and really is at peace with himself and where he is and where he's going and what he thinks about what he's doing and those kinds of things. Because, you know, again, he had some tumultuous times in the NFL, and a lot of it had to do, you know, let's face it, a lot of it had to do with things that Ricky was ahead of the curve on. I mean, you know, now the marijuana use that got him, you know, kicked out of the league for a year is pretty much standard now. You know, so those things, Ricky was kind of ahead of the curve on. You see a lot of guys, you know, athletes talking about it medicinally. And so, you know, again, it's one of those things where, you know, hindsight being 2020, it's like, man, Ricky kind of, he was on to something, and everybody looked at him at that time and was like, you know, this is just like smoke weed. Well, you know, a lot of players are in that same situation and now are allowed to do so. So Ricky lost a year of his livelihood because of something that is pretty much standard operating procedure right now. So he was one of those guys who was a little bit ahead of his time from that standpoint. Now, yeah, you know, a lot of great thinkers are kind of odd guys. And, you know, speaking to him now, you just get a better feel for him. He has matured some, obviously, and he's a guy who just, again, he sounds like he's really at peace with himself.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense. Speak with John DeShazer, NewOrleansSaints.com, Pelicans color analyst. We'll get to that here in a quick second. I know Chef Scotty's got something to ask you. One final thing on this here as well. We were just kind of talking about it before, in a segment before. Do you ever, or could you ever envision a situation like that again where a team goes here, take the entire draft picks? I did on the show, and the graph knows. When Joe Burrow came out, I said trade it all. Trade it all. Now, last year, I was like, do what you need to do to go get C.J. Stroud. But could you ever envision a team handing the entire draft for 1 year and then two picks next year?
That was my question, Trey Ben.
No. And look, you can string along a few cuss words in front of that. Blankety, 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 blank, no. And this is why. Unless, let me put a caveat on that. Unless you are a team that maybe lost the Super Bowl before, the year before, or you're a team that reached the conference championship game the year before, because very few teams are one player away. And so you need those bodies. Look, and especially for salary purposes and salary cap purposes, you need that cheap labor. You need the young talent. You have to replenish what you have. And so you can't afford, at least in my mind, I would never trade an entire draft for one player, because you're never just one player away unless you have those specific parameters where you reached the Super Bowl and you didn't win, or you reached the conference championship game and you feel like this one defensive tackle or defensive end or whatever is the guy that can get you over the hump. Otherwise, I would never do it, because if you're not in those situations, that means you're players away and one player won't get you there.
Yeah, Trey Ben, it's Chef Scotty here, man. Yeah, that's my nickname for you. I absolutely love when you go, Trey Ben. I think it's great, man. So, you're right. In today's time, with the way young players get paid, I mean, with salary cap situations, you're correct. But, I mean, even back then, you don't trade your whole draft. And next year, half of next year's draft for one player. But I would do it for Joe Burrow. But not today. You're right.
I mean, you gotta be in the situation where your team was already really good and you just need that one missing piece. Because if you're a few players away, then one player isn't going to do it for you. It just isn't going to happen.
No. You're dead on there.
Well, the other thing, JD, is the color analyst of your New Orleans Pelicans, and we've talked about them a little bit earlier today. If you want to go see John's story, NewOrleansSaints.com, he had a sit-down with Ricky Williams. You can kind of see what he did catching up with Ricky 25 years after the infamous draft here as well. If they don't win tomorrow, will you and Todd take a photo in a wedding dress like Dicka and Ricky Williams?
I'll let Graf do that, but that probably will not be me. No. Even though I got great legs, now that I think about it, but no, I would not. That would not be me.
That would be the question. Todd, pull your headset down. Or who's the bride and groom? That's what I need to know.
I'm doing nothing. That's not happening, JD. So let's just strike that from the record.
John, you were at practice today. Look, we dealt with it yesterday. It was a heavy show. I mean, it was like I was Lucy from Peanuts. The doctor is in, and I didn't even charge the nickel because people were down, right? What was it like today at practice? What did Coach Willie Green say, man?
Well, I thought it was an upbeat practice. I mean, I thought it was energized them. You know, those guys, they understand the situation. And look, unfortunately, they played without Zion Williamson before. And they've been able to win some games without him before. They're 7-5 without him this season. And if anything's going to happen positive, this is going to be the game, because this has been the team that the Pelicans have been able to have their number this season. They score well against this team. The average score in five wins is 128 to 109. No NBA team in history had beaten another team five times in a regular season until the Pelicans did it to Sacramento this season. So, if there was a perfect storm for Zion Williamson to be out, this would be that perfect storm. And so I think, you know, they have some confidence. Now, all of that means nothing tomorrow, because Sacramento also knows that you've beaten them five straight times. And if you're Sacramento, you're saying it ain't going to get to six. So if you're the Pelicans, you better bring it, and you have to bring it hard. But I thought they practiced well. I think this team is really looking to get Brandon Ingram back into rhythm offensively, because the two games he's had back, he's been a little bit tentative, which, not surprisingly, because Zion Williamson is such a force, and having him on the court, he really kind of draws everything to him. He's such a magnificent player, and has been for the last, you know, month and a half, 2 months, to me, has played himself into at least consideration for being on the All-NBA team. I don't know if he'll get there, but he certainly played himself into that conversation. He's had that kind of performance. But now that he's not out there, Brandon Ingram's got to step into that alpha role, and it's something that he has done before. And I think having been in that role and knowing what is going to be required of him on Friday, I think he's ready for it. He looked like an energized guy in practice. He looked bouncy. He looked pretty enthusiastic about what was going on. And I think we're going to see that from him and from his teammates, because, again, if there is a team that you want to have to play without Zion Williamson for the Pelicans, this has got to be that team. You've already beaten them five times. So this has got to be that team that you want to see in those situations, because you know what they know, and you do it better than they do. You've been able to guard this team. You've certainly been able to score against this team. And if anything happens psychologically, that team's got to look at you and say, man, they had our number. So if anything goes a little bit sideways, you ought to feel like you've got the mental preparation and the mental advantage on them, too.
John DeShazer is the way to give a follow over on X. And, of course, go to NewOrleansSaints.com. His sit-down with Ricky Williams 25 years after the infamous. Here, take it all. Draft for the Saints. Thank you, John. We'll see you tomorrow night, buddy.
Hey, thanks, guys. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, for sure. Quick break. We come right back. Then. We'll talk a little bit about that here as well.
Is there any way we can get this game moved to Sacramento?
That's what I said. Yeah. I was texting somebody last night. Like, at some move point, it over there.
At some point, it's.
We just made 23s in that building.
You gotta win at home.
It's gotta click. Yeah, you have to. One way, shape, or form, you have no choice.
Yep.
They're here. The game is here. It is what it is. When we come back, Jeff Boggs from our sister station KNAE, and then we will chat with the graph, with the conductor, and the chef. That sounds like a recipe for disaster, to be honest with you. This is Sports Hangover at ESPN New Orleans.
It's early voting time, so I'm always in a good mood at this time.
I hear you. Should be. It's always looking a good thing. Hey, you know what we haven't really touched on? NHL playoffs. What you got for me today when it comes to, say, I don't know, Boston, Toronto?
Yeah, you know, the playoffs are getting set to begin. Six of the eight playoff matchups are set, including Boston and Toronto, and it wouldn't be a Bruins Leafs showdown. It wasn't painfully close for either side. Last two series between these two teams went to seven. The one before the Matthews-Marner era, if you will, went to seven as well. Chances are this one goes to seven. The odds of that happening, about 32%. But that seems low for these two teams. Boston favored, minus 130 on the series. Toronto, plus 110. Leafs played their best in the second half. The Bruins limped a little bit after a strong first. Exclusive offers, promotions from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith. Again, playoff intensity, getting on the links. In fact, saw where Scotty Scheffler was favored yesterday in this weekend's tournament, but all of a sudden he's fallen to second as far as ESPN bet odds. Check all that out and more on the app. New users, you get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Again, download ESPN Bet today. What a play. Terms and conditions apply. See the app for details. Got to be 21 or older, and if you do have a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700 in partnership with LaBerge Lake Charles. Again, have a great day. Gus, we'll do it again, and look ahead at those two play-in games tomorrow.
That's Mr. Jeff Boggs from our sister station, KANE. As always, appreciate the time. We'll talk again tomorrow at this time, sir.
You bet.
There he goes. Ty Graffanini enjoying a little lunch here. We're just going to bother you for a quick second. The conductor. They're here as well.
The world needs ways to reduce carbon emissions.
We're working on solutions in our own operations.
Like carbon capture.
And clean energy from hydrogen.
So, who are we?
Believe it or not, ExxonMobil. And our solutions could help businesses in manufacturing.
Commercial transportation.
And power generation, too.
Heavy industry with low emissions. Let's deliver.
Learn more at ExxonMobil.com.
You're dreaming of sea dunes and salty air. Wake up to gorgeous sunrises and walks on the beach. Watch the sunset from a kayak or hiking trail. Head to Alabama beaches tomorrow or make plans for an amazing summer vacation. Enjoy a day of fishing. You can even catch your dinner or enjoy a round of golf. Take some time for bird watching and just relaxing. The perfect getaway starts at alabamabeaches.com.
Fan, look, it didn't register with me one way or the other that they just like, hey, let's. It didn't register to me the insanity that it really was to me back then, and a lot of people forget the first year that Mike Ditka was the coach back in 1998, correct? Or was he 97? 97. Well, in 98. I want to say the Saints went 3-0 to start the year, and then it just collapsed. But the thing that I remember about Ditka, there's a couple things. You talked about the lying prone after the Cleveland game, the Hail Mary. I was actually at a bottomless champagne Sunday brunch that day.
It wasn't here?
It was in the city, and I was on the phone with my younger brother, Graydon, who was giving, I'm like, I need to know what's happened at the end of this so I can go back and enjoy my brunch.
I got you.
And he was like, all right, well, they're lining up for a Hail Mary. They're lining up for a Hail Mary. All right, there it is. There, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I went, no. So I remember that.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the Ditka tenure, Chef Scotty, you'll appreciate this, was the first time in my entire life that I was openly rooting against the Saints so they would fire Mike Ditka. I was pulling against the Saints so that they would fire him. And thankfully they did. The best thing that Mike Ditka ever did was open that steakhouse on St. Charles that became Ditka's. Because when they hired Hazlitt and the Saints went to the playoffs in 2000 and won the division, that place was hopping.
Yeah.
And my buddy Corey Johnson, who I know everybody knows, did a radio show at Ditka's.
Yeah.
And it was the place to be during that 2000 football season.
I'm Gavin Dugas, LSU baseball champion and someone who is passionate about a crucial cause, drowning prevention. Drowning is a silent epidemic that claims far too many lives each year, especially among children. It's heartbreaking to think that many of these tragedies are preventable with the right awareness and precautions. Since joining the cause, pioneered by Raleigh John's Blue Boot Foundation, I've gained knowledge on the devastating impact of drowning and how drowning is preventable. This is why I'm committed to raising awareness.
Evan, Canty, and Michelle are unsportsmanlike.
Ryan Rucco, we've been having a debate on our show. Canty and I say that if you have to make a reservation, it's not a diner. Small says if diner is in the name, it's a diner. There's a restaurant in New York City that claims to be a diner, but you have to make a reservation at it. Is it a diner?
No, it's not a diner. No chance.
Unsportsmanlike. Weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Welcome to No Wake Outfitters, located in Metairie, just east of Causeway Boulevard, your one-stop fly shop kayak and sportsman outfitters. You can check out our new kayak demos and our new pool and sea casting demonstrations. We have a new selection of functional and comfortable apparel from your favorite brands for the cooler weather. And our dedicated staff is here and ready to provide you with the knowledge to make an informed purchase. Come on in to check out some of our exclusive brands, such as Rugged Road, Turtle Box, Orvis, New Canoe, Old Town, and oh yeah, New Canoe 2022 kayaks are now 20% off. No Wake Outfitters, 1920. 26 Airline Drive in Metairie.
Is knee pain keeping you from living your best life? Get back into the swing of things with a robotic-assisted knee replacement.